WMFO Medford. Welcome to the program. It's Acoustic Sailing Time, and I'm your host, Ben Maganzini. Let me say right up front that the views and opinions of this DJ and Acoustic Sailing are not necessarily the views of WMFO or Tufts University. And you know something? They probably aren't the views of Tufts University and WMFO, but I just want to let you know it's all on me. WMFO in Medford is a community service slash volunteer slash no commercial radio station. We play freeform music. We play music that you want to hear. I'll play anything that you want to have on the radio. Just call me and I shall play it. I am your DJ and what I play. Turn around now, but you can't turn around if you want to. The show will begin in just a moment. Remember, you're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. That's a website. Duh. You can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And your friends right here on WMFO. It's a treat to be playing all this music for you. This show can be filed under Steel Eye Span meets Steely Dan. It also can be found under T for Two and Spotlight on Eric Bogosian on this very program. 91.5 if you're in the Medford, Boston area. It's FM, no static at all. And it's WMFO.org if you're listening to Center. So remember, the show will begin right now. This is WMFO. Do it again. This is WMFO. What was that? One more time. WMFO. Listen to us evening and in the morning.
Rain on.
Steel Eye Span with Ray Vaughan, of course. Tell me that you love me.
Kind of carry on in his name. wish so bad of all the things that we could have had. Thank you.
I've seen people die on drugs. In fact, I was saying to Trevor just the other day, I says, Trevor, how is it that we managed to survive, you know? After Jimmy died and Janice died, John died, I thought to myself, why didn't I die, you know? I was a bona fide drug addict, used drugs every single day for 5 years. What was it like? I'll tell you, Bill. I used to get up every morning before I even brushed my teeth. I would smoke a joint. While I was smoking the joint, I'd pop a beer. While I was sipping the beer, cook up a spoon of heroin, cocaine, where it was lying around the house. Shoot it right into my arm, get completely wasted. Wander out into the living room, flip on the telly, get high some more. Maybe call some girls up on the phone. They'd come over, I'd get high with them. I did that every day for 5 years. Was horrible. Was horrible. I mean, it was wonderful too in its own way. I won't lie to you, Bill. Yes, I did. I did. I saw many tragic things. People very close to me. We had a sound engineer used to work for us. Very sad story. Hoover, we called him. Hoover's job was not only doing the sound, he's also in charge of getting drugs, because whenever we cut an album, we always used to get very, very high. I remember we were cutting the Wild Horses album, and Hoover shows up with a coffee can full of the most amazing white flake Peruvian cocaine. Absolutely pure. Amazing stuff, amazing. They don't make cocaine like this anymore, Bill. I'll tell you that right now. We might have a little bit of it right now. Just joking. But, right, the coffee can full of Coke, so we... Good Coke, but... excuse me. A little bit of a cold. We took that coffee can full of cocaine, we spill it onto a table in Miller's studio, cut out some lines 2-3 feet long, and we're all doing lines. Hoover was a beast. He used to do about 4 or 5 lines to each nostril. I don't know where he had the room in his skull for all this stuff, but we got completely coked up. We started to play. Of course, in those days, you didn't just do cocaine. We were doing everything. I remember Trevor was smoking Afghan hash around the clock. Nigel was shooting crystal meth in those days. Ronnie showed up with a bottle of NyQuil. We were just completely just blown out of our minds. Couldn't even stand up. We were so high. We were just bleeding blind. And we started to play. Bill, we never played better. You know, it was historic. It really was. It was like the whole band at ESP. We were just playing. It was nirvana. I remember I was playing the guitar. And as I was playing, I thought to myself, it's not me playing this guitar. It's not me playing, it's God playing the guitar for me. I remember thinking that. And, right, we're Hoover, right. Well, we've been playing for about an hour, and I happened to look up at the booth where Hoover is, and he was bashing his head up against the plate glass window like this. Blood was all running down off his head, all over his nose. His nose had turned all red with blood. What had happened was he had forgotten to push the record button. You see? Well, we can laugh about it today. It wasn't very funny about it. He had gone completely stark raving mad. They had to come, put him in a straitjacket, take him away and put him in a sanitarium. And you know, the sad thing about it is, Bill, is he was one of my closest friends in the whole world. He was like a brother to me, and it was a tremendous, tremendous loss. Right? No, I don't know where he is today. I don't. I know he's in an institution somewhere, but I can't tell you exactly where. No, Hoover, if you're watching, man, stay away from those nurses, okay? You see, Bill, I think that's really the insidious thing about drugs, is that you don't realize. I mean, you're having such a good time, you don't realize what a bad time you're having. And I think that's really the, it's really the crux of it. It is. Yes. Well, in my case, I got straight. I was on tour, very typical tour situation. I woke up one morning, I was in a luxury hotel room. I had no idea where I was. Looked next to me in the bed, beautiful naked girl lying next to me in the bed. I don't know who she is, I don't know how she got there. Champagne bottles all over the floor, cocaine on every horizontal surface in the room. I could hardly lift my head off the pillow. I picked up the remote control and I flipped on the telly, and I was saved, Bill. I was. You have a man on in this country, the white hair. He's a genius. What's his name, man? Donahue. Donahue was on. And he had an ex-drug addict on with him. And I guess I was just really ready for the message. The man sent something, and it really hit me. He said, if you haven't met your full potential in your life, you might as well not be alive. I thought to myself, he's talking about me. He's talking about me. I mean, here I am. I'm young. I'm talented. I'm intelligent. I'm good looking, wealthy, very talented. What am I doing with my life? I'm just getting high on drugs every day. See, I can understand if you're talking about some Negro guy, a Puerto Rican guy in the ghetto. I can see why that man's on drugs. But in my case, it's such a tragedy, really, when you think about it. Such a waste. Yeah, such a waste of human potential. You see, Bill, you can have your caviar, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can have your stretch limousines, your Concorde flights back and forth across the Atlantic, wads of cash, everybody treating you like God, women willing to do whatever you want them to do, wherever you want them to do it. Okay? House in LA, house in London, home in the Bahamas. Bill, if it doesn't mean anything, what's the point? You know what I'm saying? Maybe not, but I got straight. I had all my blood changed and everything, and I really became reborn.
you a lover boy. Try it, pick it up.
They don't have any houses, they don't have regular houses, they just have these little shacks. The chief came out to greet us, completely naked, showing everything, his willy sticking out, everything. All he had on was a little piece of cardboard in his head, feathers sticking out. It was heartbreaking, it really was. It was pathetic. I turned to Trevor, I says, Trevor, we have to do something about this. We have to help these people. It's up to us after all. We are the world, so to speak. And so we decided to do the benefit. Yes. That's right. I mean, so often these benefits, they're really... I mean, I hate to say it, but they're ego trips. And we really wanted ours to be different. So often they just raise all the money, and they just ship it down to these people. These little buggers, they don't know what to do with money. They've never seen money before. We found when we were down there, many things we had they really liked. Digital wristwatches, Sony Walkmans, cigarette lighters, cigarettes, they love cigarettes. You should see these little guys with cigarettes. We're going to be buying these things for them up here, shipping them down, and really try to improve their life in a substantial way. Really try to do some good for a change. I really hope that everybody watching can watch us when we're on HBO, brought to you by Cronenbrau Beer, Sorry, Bill, sorry, I have to say it. Or buy the album when it comes out. And remember, for every dollar you donate, fully 20% goes directly to the Amazonian Indians. Bill, I'd like to say one more thing about drugs, if I may, because there's so many kids watching right now, and I know they idolize us. I know they buy our albums, they memorize the lyrics, they live their lives by them. So I know that everything I have to say is very, very important. And I just want to say this. I've done a lot of drugs. I've had a lot of adventures on drugs. A lot of my music has been inspired by drugs. In fact, I think it's safe to say I've had some of the best times of my life on drugs. That doesn't mean you have to use them. We were recently invited down to the White House to do a special concert for Vice President Quayle and his lovely wife, Marilyn. And, yeah, she's hot, she's hot. She's very hot indeed. I'll tell you a little story when we get off the air. No, later, later. But whatever you might think about the Vice President publicly, in person, he's a very warm, very caring, very, very intelligent man. He shared something with all of us I'd like to share with all of you here tonight. And that's this. The next time someone offers you drugs, remember, you can always just turn them in. Thank you. Thank you very much, Bill. Thank you. Thank you very much.
In the garden, there grew something wicked. There was something wicked. Innocence was lost in the garden. There lived something wicked. There was something looking. A line it was crossed. So turn away from a sinful garden. Turn away from its devilish cries. In the heart of a garden, there is something wicked. If you see something looking, don't look it in its eyes. In the city, there is something wicked. There is something crooked. All lives were misled. In the city, there lives something crooked. There is something looking. All innocence was bled. So turn away. City of angels, turn away from its eventual demise. In the soul of a city, there is something wicked. If you see something wicked, don't look it in its eyes. Something wicked, there was something wicked. Innocence was lost in the garden. There lived something wicked. If you see something looking, don't look it in its eyes. In the
Jimbo Mathus right there with In the Garden. And right now, one more song. And this is the trivia question of the day. Who is this singing this song? Check this out, and we'll have that answer in a little bit. And we'll also have the rundown of all the songs that you heard on today's Acoustic Ceiling.
I didn't know Get no traction. You can try. You can try. It's the only thing left for you and I. Try, try. Never gonna get no new satisfaction. No, it ain't gonna happen. No, that's not the way it's meant to be. No satisfaction. No satisfaction. No satisfaction. Listen. Getting up, getting up, getting up, getting up.
I can't get no satisfaction, California style. That's a hint. It's time for the rundown. On today's Acoustic Sailing, which can be filed under Steely Dan meets Still I Span, or Still I Span meets Steely Dan, this is WMFO in Medford. Spotlight was on Eric Bogosian today. Here are the songs you heard on today's program. We started off with Steely Dan with Do It Again from Citizen. Steely Dan. And then it was Black Friday. It was a different rendition from a CD or record called Piano Improvisations by Steely Dan. Then it was Still I Span with The Water Is Wide. We also heard Rave On. Both can be found on their record Journey. Al Green gave us To Sir With Love and also Take Me to the River. After that, we went over to David Bowie from his legendary record Low. We heard War's Zawa. And then it brought us to Eric Bogosian with the first part of Benefit from his wonderful CD, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. Then it was Pat Metheny with Waiting for Next Summer from Rejoicing. Then it was the New York Dolls with Trash, followed by more Pat Metheny. We heard Tears Inside from Rejoicing. And then it was part two of Benefit by Eric Bogosian from his Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. The last couple tracks were In the Garden by Jimbo Mathus, and followed by the last song I just played. Yes, that was The Goddamn Grateful Dead from Dave's Picks, volume number 39. We heard I Can't Get No Satisfaction. It's been a treat playing all these songs for you. I hope you enjoyed it. I will see you next week, and take care of yourself. Have a meaningful weekend, and God bless. I will be listening to you out on the airways. So this is WMFO Medford. Slow down, can't let go, and you can't hold.